Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got
It's your boy, Alexandra.
Jesus Christ.
Sabrina and Jinx.
And your co-host, Gunho Kwok, is back at it again with the
edge. Yeah. And I'm Jack. Thank y'all for coming out today. This is exciting. I got three people on the show today. Whoa.
Jack, we have two guests on the show. I don't know
why. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Thank y'all for coming on me and Gunho show. Gunho, we could call it the Gunho show because it's no show. The Gun No Show.
Okay, I was about to say it has to still have no in it. Gun No Show.
Gun No Show.
That's, yeah, I'm down for that. Awesome. Sabrina, it's nice to meet you.
It's great to meet you too.
That's stressing me out because I actually don't know if you guys have met.
Is Gunho froze? Oh no, he's back.
Yeah.
No, this is our first time meeting.
This is our first time meeting.
No, yeah, they never met before. Crying.
Mm-hmm. You little stinky little liars. What?
I mean, I've never met her on the show, and my life is the show. So
that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, show must go on. Show must go on.
How's everyone doing? Is everyone having a good week?
No. I'm gonna say this right now. No is the answer. I had a terrible week. I am exhausted. I do not remember the last time I gave my body proper nutrients. Self hygiene out the window. The answer is no. Sabrina?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to strongly agree with that statement. I feel like this Monday is just a continuation of last week. No weekend was had. Yeah, so basically that. Everyone else?
My last week was meh. My car is messed up.
What happened?
As of this weekend. I briefly told you this story, but I'll tell the whole story, the whole saga of my car. So my girlfriend, Amina, usually works like Saturdays and Sundays. So Sunday morning and Saturday morning, I'll drive her to work. And my driveway sucks. It's a big bump. And so it was like kind of lightly raining on Sunday morning. So I drove her to work. I get back. I go into the driveway. And as I'm pulling into my parking spot, I notice that you know how windshield wipers usually kind of work in unison? Like, yes. That? I noticed that my windshield wipers were forming an X. And one of them was just being thrown all around.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way.
No.
And so I took a little look at it and I was like, that's weird. And so I ended up calling my dad to show him. And my main question was just like, should I replace both or should I just replace this one? And he was like, just replace that one. And so luckily, Amina works right across the street from Canadian Tire. And so I pick her up from work later in the day. I hop over to Canadian Tire, grab a windshield wiper, put it on. Fantastic. I signal to Amina in the car, turn it on. It goes one swipe up, one swipe down, and then it gets caught under the other windshield wiper. And it's raining harder at this point. And so I went, oh. So I call my dad and he was like, well, your issue is it's going down too far. Go inside and get a shorter one and see if that'll work as a temporary fix. Tried that, did not work. The shorter one was going also too far the other way, so it was like sitting next to my mirror. Jeez, I thought a longer one might work. Went back in, got a longer one, put that one on. That didn't work either. So I said, I'm just gonna put the real one on and then just deal with only being able to see out half of my windshield.
I hope to God you don't get pulled over.
Yeah. I think so.
Why? Yeah. How many windshield wipers did you buy?
There are three sitting in my back seat right now. No, there are only two because I did take off. I took it back off when I got home. And I just made a mental note of like, when it's not raining, I'll take a proper look at it and see if I can fix it. Yeah, it's okay though. I mean, you know, if I drive, I can only drive. I'm not going to drive in the rain, but if I need to, I can just drive, like sit normally and then just lean my head over so I can see it that way.
No, right. Jack, you can call me and I will drag you. Yeah.
It's one of those things that like, I really wish it was my other wiper that had broken so that I would have the driver's side clear. But that's
like,
okay.
Jack, the fact that you just think that you can do that, you're like, yeah, I'm just gonna drive.
I know. I'm not gonna drive like in the rain until I get it fixed. But I had to home from Canadian Tire.
Right.
And so I had just a really funny drive home.
I had a good week.
Or anything.
Not here for my life terrifying or anything. It's just
I'm sorry everyone had a bad to mid week, but I was chilling. This
is another I'm happy for you.
I'm happy one of us was okay.
Yeah. 25%. Also, Alexandra, you saying that you were like a mess and you smell bad and you're doing all these things is not a good case to make to me to try to get me to live with you.
Okay, but listen, I feel like if you lived with me, you'd keep me together.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't be my responsibility.
No, just you being there. I think that you being there will make my brain go.
That's cute. Okay.
I have to be not smelly for Gunho.
I think you two should live together and have that really great dynamic of he helps you out. And then I think when I'm done in Waterloo, I join in and I'm the wild card. And just every day, is the apartment going to be a mess or is it going to be pristine? No one
I
knows.
Literally, when I was home, I was talking about how nervous I am about moving to Toronto because I don't have anyone to move with. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, what about Jack? And I went, well, Jack's a year younger than me. So he's mm-hmm. still in university for a year. Also, yeah. I'm not living with Jack. I think I might kill him. I love him so much, but I can't do it.
I'm getting better at relegating my mess to just my room and my apartment.
Yeah, but every time I walk in your room, I get scared. Every time I'm more scared.
It's like an Easter egg hunt.
That's not a good descriptor of your life, man. An Easter egg hunt.
The issue I have right now is that because like our garbage only gets picked up every other week. And
which by the way is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Living there in the summer and then only getting garbage every other week and then getting recycling every week.
Yeah. It's the opposite of how my hometown was. It's so dumb.
It's the opposite of how
all of Waterloo does that?
No, just
at least Star Street does.
But I don't know why it's just your street. Like, it has to be like mm-hmm. a section of Waterloo that does it. Yeah. And it makes no sense.
And that's what I miss about living in like an apartment building is that you had like the chute and you could just run down and chuck stuff in the dumpster. But yeah, so I had this annoying issue of I just have like, not like garbage bags, but I have like shopping bags.
Those are garbage.
With garbage sitting next to my garbage can. Just waiting for enough space in the garbage can.
No, you can't type things in the chat right now.
No, but I did. It's okay though, because I did a deep clean.
This is fun for the listeners, Gunho.
You're the one who always describes things physically and then I had a fish this big and it was so cool.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to the listeners. Sorry. I was sending something in the chat and it was distracting and it makes for bad audio and I'm a bad host, like we find out every week.
Oh man. In conclusion of the Jack Room story, I did a clean and an organize this week, as my like depression era is over. And so I'm back to clean, Jack.
Yeah, so that's how depression works, man.
Exactly.
Kind of did the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Alexander, you and I lived together for like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was fine.
It went really well.
I would need a reason to start living in Ontario for September for that to happen.
You have a bunch of reasons right here.
Okay, like I need like life reasons. Would I love to hang out with you guys? Absolutely. But like I can't just move to Toronto to have fun.
So like look for auditions or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you live with Sabrina? Sabrina, what's your living situation like? I put everyone on the spot in this call.
Sabrina, aren't you Jack's age?
Yeah.
So that doesn't help me, Gunho.
So here's Alexander. You just gotta fail a couple classes. So you have to take another year at Laurier.
No, I'm already trying so hard to graduate like in a nice amount of time because I realized this year if I'm not gonna do the Vancouver pathway, I'm short half a credit. So I need to take one more, but I was not going to do 6 courses next semester. And I decided if I'm going to take one course in the summer, I might as well take 2 and then have a lighter course load next semester. Ooh, but like, smart. I already don't want to do that. So I'm not failing a course.
I mean, those summer courses could fully be your whole next year. One course in the fall, one course in the winter,
and I just have to be here.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, is no matter what, if I'm taking like 1 or 2 courses, I'm not gonna be in Waterloo probably. Yeah, that's fair.
Some work.
Maybe that could be like a segment on the show, is we find Alexandra roommate.
Nice.
Yo, for real, if you are moving, if you are listening to the No Show today and you are moving to Toronto, either in like June or like September, hit my line, alexandra._cecilia on Instagram. Reach out to me. There we go.
That's my we need. Nice. We need that, and we need to get me like queer eyed to fix my situation.
What? What?
Is that not what queer eye is? They just take sad men and like flip them around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like the verb queer eyed.
That's a queer eye.
Listen, Jack, you don't need 5 people to tell you to clean your room.
You can just do that on your own.
Maybe if like 5 people just DM the No Show podcast bullying you to clean your room, that might be effective.
Listener, please bully Jack into being a clean human.
No, I can't. We should not make a call to action for bullying. Okay, wait. What can the audience do for me and Sabrina?
They can convince you to move to Ontario because it's ridiculous that you're not here. And they can just tell Sabrina that they love them because
that's nice. Like that one person gets like a nice thing.
I've been keeping my best parts private for the beginning of the show, so nothing to shame me for yet.
Not yet. Yet being just the awkward word.
Just wait.
Oh man. So this is pretty cool because the audience already knows all about me, because this is the 50th episode of the No Show.
Yeah.
Heck,
that's
yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, it's dope. It's pretty cool.
That is crazy. You really have been doing this a while.
Yeah. 2.5 years.
That's not.
Jeez.
I don't know if I've done anything for 2.5 years straight, except for school.
I can think of.
Well, I've been doing that my whole life.
Being tall, I've been tall for at least 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander got to witness me buying shoes on Friday, and the way that I buy shoes is I walk into College Spring and I say, "What do you have in my size?"
I and thought it was the funniest thing in the world, because I could not believe that you just did that. And then I remember that you have massive feet. I was like, okay, that makes sense. They definitely carry a lot.
Yeah.
And, but they, then they only brought out like three four pairs. Boxes. Three.
It was three pairs. Two of them. No, yeah, it was three different pairs of shoes. Because that's what I do at College Spring. I walk in and I go, "What do you have that?" Like, I'll usually once a year or so, I'll go into like a sport check and I'll actually spend like a lot of money on like a nice pair of running shoes, especially like for the summer. And in that case, I'm fine with like ordering them. But for the most part, I just see how long I can make shoes last for. And there was a really annoying moment that I like really bit my tongue on, because the shoes on display were like $26. And I was like, awesome. And then I went up and he was like, "These are gonna be like $40-something on our sale." And I kind of went, "Oh, those ones over on display are like $26. And he looked over and he went, "Oh no, those are white. These are green."
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I was okay, like, sure. Get them anyways. I said, get them anyways.
They were nice.
Jack needs new flipping shoes. And those are not that, that's still not that expensive for a nice pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, not even a day later, I'm like, "You're in rehearsal, Jack," and I'm looking down at your shoes. They've already got like scuffs and dirt on them. And I was like, okay, maybe I lied.
I am very much with my shoes. Like, I don't like having just like pristine, clean shoes. I like having my shoes get like used and just be like, yeah, these are my shoes. I wear them a lot.
You know, lived in shoes,
right?
Yeah,
I don't a mind
days of like, fast turnaround for that kind of damage to a shoe, though.
Fair,
like I have a walk pair weird. Of beater shoes that I wear because they were like hand-me-downs to me, and I just don't care if I mess them up. Or like my Pumas, which I'm wearing now, which no one can see, but you guys can see.
Nice.
I have had them for like 2 years now, and so now I don't care if I mess them up. But if I get a pair of shoes, I'm going to keep them clean for as long as I can. Jack is like, nah, I'm going to wear these. I'm going to wear them.
I think it's also because of my big feet, they wear in weird ways. Like, I'm a size 13. And so, like, the toes get messed up fast because, like, stairs aren't big enough for my feet. And so I kick stairs a lot. And I like trip over.
You guys are walking on the balls of your feet, man.
Jack does like a little like not jump step, but like I feel like you go up a lot when you walk.
Yeah,
and
I'm bouncy.
Really sweet.
I was saying this to my girlfriend how I've noticed that the way that I move and walk is very like I'm getting from point A to point B. I walk very just like, and when it's hot outside, I have to stop and say to myself, walk slow, because you're gonna like, because you're gonna be really hot by the time you get there, because I am a speedy man.
Yeah.
That's
I like walking with Jack because we're efficient.
We get there.
I swear. We get there so fast. But then like whenever we're walking with either of you, we have to slow down.
What? So fast,
not
we
as much as
fast.
Y'all are pretty
yeah, you
compared to other people.
It depends
because Sabrina's like 4'7".
Okay, whoa. But it's also like I'm probably walking just as fast as Jack. I just have shorter legs. So like I'm still putting in the work. I'm still sweating.
No, we're not saying it's anything you're doing. I'm saying listen. Jack and I are walking too fast.
No, I think that
they're short back.
Yeah.
I stand short kings and short queens, okay? Yeah. I'm just saying, it's a fact of life.
What about short they thems, huh?
Short monarchs.
Wow, you're right. Yeah. Actually, I should go.
Yeah, short kings, short queens, short monarchs.
Period.
Oh, I love that. I am checking Twitter, and I have been canceled, so I might have to sign out.
Sorry, I was gonna go off about this whole walking thing a little more, but I need to know what is going on.
That was a bit because I forgot the they vans. Shout out they vans.
Okay, then I'm gonna go on about this walking thing. I will say, if I'm walking with Gunho and Jack, like, yes, I'm keeping up, but it's no faster in my brain than I would be walking in any other time, because I'm just a fast walker. I'm also like very often running late to things, so I always have to be walking really fast. I also believe in my brain truly and honestly that I can get to places in the minimum amount of time that it is supposed to take to get there.
Same.
And that is not always the truth, but I still try my best.
My issue with my walking is that, like, I usually, if I'm getting somewhere and I want to get there early, like class, for example, if I have class at like 4, I'll aim to leave at like 3:30, because it'll usually take me like 15 minutes to get there. Same with like rehearsal. But then when I want to get somewhere exactly on time or like not early, I have no idea when to leave. And this is, I remember, Gunho, remember last year you and I would like go to parties together around this time, and we would beforehand have a whole conversation of like, when do we go? when should we get there?
See, my thing is I want to go to every single thing in my life 30 minutes early. And I've had to train myself for like parties 30. To like leave at the time the party starts, so that I don't show up and inconvenience the host. But yeah, Jack and I would just sit in my room and be like, should we leave? And we're like, no, I think we'll be too early. And then we'd still be the first ones there.
Oh man. Sorry, my phone's a buzzing.
I thought I would share this story because I thought it was really funny. I was in my hometown this morning, and then I had to drive back to Waterloo today because I was getting my tires changed. And on my way back, in this tiny little town where like I'm already scared to drive through there just based on the location of where it is and the people there, like there's a mailbox in that town that I always pass that's spelled MALE box. So yeah, that gives you
nice.
Anyways, I'm driving through there and there are like 4 cop cars just parked on the side of the road pulling people over, and I was like, oh crap, it's a ride program. And I hate cops. I'm gonna say that right now. I hate cops. I'm terrified of police officers. And so I called Jack because I'm like, okay, who's the first person that's going to pick up their phone? And of course, literally it rings once and Jack's like, hello? And so I'm like, hey, Jack, I just need you to be on the phone with me because I'm about to go through a ride program. I also didn't have my license on me.
Bro.
Yeah, my license is at like my partner's house right now, and I keep telling him to bring it to me and he keeps forgetting. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I have to go home without my license. And then there was like freaking ride program. Anyways, the lady pulls me over and she's like, any drugs or alcohol? And I went, no. And then she was like, when was the last time you had alcohol? I was like, at dinner last night. And then she kind of like pokes her head in my car. Yeah. And I was like, I hate this. Like, why is this a thing? And first of all, my car is so messy and it had so many things in it. So I was just embarrassed. And then she goes, do you have a dog in the car? And I'm like, bro, I'm driving a Mini Cooper, number one, and it's full, number two. And I guess she saw my back windshield wiper and I went, okay. Like, I didn't know what to say. You're a cop who has ride programs and you can't tell the difference between a dog and a back windshield wiper. I just... Yeah. And then I went past it and I was like, I don't know what just happened. Like, that was the craziest experience I've ever had.
Also, like, maybe. Why would you need to know if there's a dog in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need to know that?
There's That's stands. A really good question. That is weird.
Yo.
I do remember one time Alexandra and I were watching Heartstopper together at her place. And I was like, what if I stuffed my heart right now? What if I just laid down and like forced myself to die? And Alexandra was like, I really need you to not do that, because if there's a dead man's body in my room and the cops show up, I'm screwed.
I want to hear that conversation afterwards. What happened? He just died.
He just died.
But what do you mean? He lied down and he died.
Exactly. Yeah.
He did it himself.
No one would believe you.
But you see, there's this show called Heartstopper, so he was like inspired by the title and he just like had to like do it, and like, I don't know.
That was literally my reasoning.
Like, I don't know what else you wanted me to say. Like,
No, but I stopped trying to stop my heart for Alexandra's sake.
Yeah, thank you, Gunho.
Yeah.
If it was Jack, I would have kept trying.
I would have encouraged you. I would have gone, yeah, I want to know if it'll work.
Oh, that was another point. I was like, when I drove off, Jack was like, yeah, if they ever try to say anything, just be like, yeah, I'm on the phone with my white friend Jack.
Yeah, you know, at least you haven't sworn incessantly, making Jack have to edit the episode.
I stopped myself many times so far.
I will never forget that one episode where you're like, and that is, sorry Jack, cut this out, and then you just cussed it out. And I was like, if you had the wherewithal to stop yourself to apologize to Jack, why wouldn't you just stop?
Because it's for emphasis. I feel like, you know, like the bleeps.
It was funny. Make it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Gunho, I am curious. You said you were maybe going to make a game for this episode. Did you end up making a game?
I did, but it's pretty flimsy. So if you have like a good one, we should play that one.
No, that's okay. I literally come up with my games on the spot, so it's okay.
Well, my game idea was like, you know, that, I mean, it's a stolen idea, but it's that one like YouTube thing where they get like celebutants to sing a song after hearing one word, right? Like the word has to be in the song.
Celebutants?
Yeah, like celebrities.
Oh.
I just thought, you know, like we have three singers here, it'd be fun if I just pulled up a random word generator and then we have to find a song with the lyric that comes up.
Look, I can't tell you how excited I am right now. I love this game.
Are we like taking like a turns?
Podcast riff up.
Exactly. Well, we could either take turns or it could be like a competition. Actually, Alexandra's here, so I'm kind of scared if I make it a competition. So maybe we should do it like we'll take turns, and then if someone can't do it, someone else can tag in. Ready?
Guess.
So okay, we'll start with you, Alexandra. The first word. Yeah, I'll give you guys like 5 seconds and then we'll call it.
Watch me be so bad at this.
Off the dome. Your first word is captain.
Nope, immediately no.
Sorry, yeah. The word has to be
Jack, Sabrina, can you think of one with the word captain? Yeah, it just has to be a lyric.
Okay.
Yeah.
My honest immediate, my brain went to, are you ready, kids? Aye, aye, captain.
That works. That totally works. Okay, first point.
My brain went the opposite direction in Captain Hook by...
That's what I was thinking of, but I couldn't think of the lyric where it says
Captain Hook. Yeah, me neither, but I had the title in my brain. Yeah.
I had nothing, so I'm impressed by three, but I'll get that first with Jack. It's Sabrina's turn, and you have to sing it. I should have said that. Appreciate. All right, I'll bounce that to anyone who has appreciate.
I got nothing.
Yeah, me neither. These are hard.
Appreciate?
Maybe you have to be more selective with these words.
Appreciate? No.
Why do I feel like there's a High School Musical song with appreciate in it?
There has to be, right?
Right? No. I don't think there is. Me goes into High School Musical score. Man, appreciate.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll go to no one. It's Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, your word is raw.
Raw.
R A W.
It's got to be some sort of rap, but I can't think of one. Raw. Ra 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 ah ah.
Dang it!
Roma.
I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. Jack has 2 points.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm into it.
That's so good. That was so...
Look at the band, kid.
Okay, wait. Can Jack not get a point for that? Because he spoke saying it. I'm pissed.
Ra 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 ah ah.
Yeah, I'll give the point to anyone who sings it better than Jack just saying it.
Ra 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 ah ah. Ra 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 ga ga. Ooh la la. What's your favorite romance?
Right, yeah, I'll give it to Alexandra.
Thank you.
Well deserved. Yeah. Well, it's your turn again, Alexandra. Your word is drift.
Drift.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the face. You just did like a Robert De Niro face.
Robert De Niro, is that his name?
Yeah.
I totally played out his name for a second.
Are you talking to me? Does anyone have drift? Okay, I can see the lyric in my head. I'll say it after everyone goes, but does anyone want to take drift?
Sabrina does.
Go for it.
Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Yeah. I wanna
get
rock and roll and drift away.
I was thinking
drift away.
My brain went to Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, that too.
That was the song I was thinking of, Sabrina. So
the only thing everyone's that came
tied
to my
at head. One point.
Okay, sweet. That makes sense.
Wait, go ahead, Alexandra. What were you saying?
Oh, the only thing that came to my head when you said drift was in VGHS, and there's like that like second
DK?
Where Key no where Key like turns around in that dream sequence, and in the background it just goes drift.
I want to give you the point for that, but
damn.
Sabrina, your word is favorite.
There's so many like favorite, my favorite girl by Justin Bieber.
Yeah, all right. Sabrina's kind of running away with it. 2-1-1. And she, you know, I appreciate that she launched right into the song. I'm looking at the other two of you. You have a really nice voice, Sabrina. I haven't heard you sing before, actually.
Oh, thanks. Really giving it my all right now.
Snack, your word is single.
Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies.
Yeah, that was a good one. And we can move right along. Alexander, your word is thin.
Thin or thin?
Yeah, thin.
Thin. No.
Something in the way.
No. I can hear like a lyric of thick and thin, and I can't tell what song it's from, but I mean there has to be like 80 songs that's thick and thin, right?
Yeah.
Dang. Sorry, Alexandra. Maybe you could steal.
I would love to.
I have nothing.
Sabrina, your word is liberty.
Liberty.
Oh my god, I don't know the song, but the first thing that came to my head was like the guy in the pool from another Cinderella story going, Lady Liberty, Lady Liberty. I don't know if you know what I'm talking
about. Oh my god.
The movie with Jennifer Coolidge by the pool.
I don't know if I count as a song, but
I'm trying to think.
He sings it.
I'll give a point to you if no one else can come up with liberty.
Isn't there a song of something like Zan Liberty? Something like that. Some
American. Is that just like saying liberty anthem? To the tune of the national
anthem? God save the queen.
See, the first one that came to my head was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We fought for these ideas we shouldn't set up.
Hamilton.
Yeah, so I guess Sabrina gets that one with Jennifer Coolidge.
Bullshit. You know what? For Jen Coolidge, anyone yeah.
Gets it. What is it? 3-2-1? For Sabrina, Jack, Alexandra?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I thought I was winning.
Why am I doing so bad?
You were the most excited for this game. So I'll give Jack his word, and then we'll do one last round with all three of you.
Sweet.
Your word is faith.
Faith?
Yeah.
You gotta have faith. George Michael, faith.
So,
yeah. Is it weird nice. That the first song that you came into my head was a Hillsong body. United? You are the way, the truth, and the light. We live by faith and not by sight.
Hey, wait. You. Literally, mine was a Hillsong song too. Mine was
faith. No.
I will
call upon your name. Oh, Oceans kind of goes hard.
I hate this.
For this is the last round, and you guys can all go at the same time.
Oh,
this one's worth 8 points, so it's winner takes all.
8 points?
Yeah. So many points.
But I'm gonna pick a hard word.
Okay.
Your word is curtain.
When the curtain falls by Greta Van Fleet.
Holy moly. Sabrina, whoa. You're so good at this.
Dude.
Congratulations, I'm Sabrina. You're the winner of this game.
Round in the name applause. Of Joshua Kiska, I win.
Can I give the song that came up to my mind?
Yeah, of course. You can do whatever you want.
Curtains to. Up, light the lights. It's Rose's Turn, Gypsy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Great song.
Classic.
Well, that was the game. I hope you guys had fun playing.
That was good. That was a
very fun game.
Yes.
So yes.
So yes.
I'm sorry. Alexandra's so competitive. I really thought she would do better, but she was last place.
I don't think I've ever come last place in one of these games. It doesn't count if there's only two people.
Yeah. I think you've like beaten me in most of the games we've played together I on think the so. Show.
Person. Like literally me at the LMT Disney Club that song trivia, whatever.
Oh my god. Sabrina and I were literally like whispering to each other, should we like leave? Like, should we pretend to go to the bathroom and leave?
Way too long.
The event was really fun. The last game we played that night was so long. If we had finished the night before that last game, it would have been so fun. But that last one was
my biggest frustration, and this comes from me being a competitive person, was that I was in the lead and the game was going on forever and no one was just letting me win. Like, we could all go home right now if you just let me win.
My strategy for that game was to stand up, whether I knew it or not, and then just say,
we know.
That's what
we know.
But you know what?
Yeah,
it worked once. It got me one point.
It worked one time. But wasn't there one time when there was like the super sad song, you got up and you were like, good morning, Baltimore. Good morning, Baltimore. I was like, bro, come on, man.
Mornings can be sad.
Monday mornings. Mondays.
Yeah, but like I remember like everyone was going nuts and Sabrina and I were like, I like, we could leave right now.
I was so tired. Oh my god.
I was running on pure adrenaline at that point because I just wanted the two tickets for Rachel and Emma.
It was like you and that other guy from the Disney group, and it was who just couldn't going even head win.
He couldn't win, yeah.
Because he already won something and he just kept going. I was like, I appreciate your dedication, but please sit down. I want to go home.
It was impressive, but it was also like, my guy, come on.
Sorry, I just remembered I got to plug in my laptop for my class after this.
Wait. Oh, it's Monday. It is still the weekend in my brain because I don't have classes on Mondays.
And it's always the weekend in my brain. What?
It's always the weekend in my room.
Jack, did you set a timer for this episode?
Yeah, I have a stopwatch going.
I just wanted to know because I had a weird feeling that you didn't.
No, I remember this time. I made a mental note, set a stopwatch, because whenever we record on Zoom, I always forget. And so I remembered.
I'm surprised that Zoom doesn't have like a time thing until you get to the like this meeting is gonna end in 10 minutes or whatever.
It is weird.
Oh yeah,
it's bunk. I've been saying bunk a lot lately, and I stand by it.
I'm into it.
Bunk is fun.
Yeah,
bunk
fun. Bunk is funk.
Bunk. Do we have another game?
I can make one up.
I love when Jack improvs.
So
okay, we'll vamp while you make a game up.
I did think of a game. I just have to actually look up the answers.
Okay.
Who does everyone like? Who's their dad? You guys are all, oh my god. You guys are all in relationships, I just realized.
Yeah.
But then also, I do remember, I mean, Sabrina, we didn't get to hang out that much, but whenever I hang out with Jack and Alexandra, there's like a 30% chance I'll become the third or fifth wheel for the night, which is fine, because I do really like
that's Amidon not true, Bradley. And let me tell you why, because my boyfriend is in love with you.
I know, I love Amina and Bradley. They're both great.
They both love you so much.
Hey, what can I say? But you're welcome. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, anyone?
I'm having a hard time finding.
Not vamping right now, Gunho.
But I'm trying, like, it was a natural lull in the conversation. I thought we were, like, riding it out, you know? You know, when you're like talking and then everyone's like, ha, 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 and then there's like half a second of like all just composing ourselves. That was that like moment.
Awkward silence.
Do you view it as awkward or do you view it as like comfortable? Like, I'm glad we could.
I am definitely not comfortable. I mean, you wouldn't say that it's awkward necessarily, but I would not say that it is in any way comforting.
I guess it is bad audio. That's the weird thing about podcasts is like, I mean, like, you know, we are just talking, right? But sometimes I'm like, well, like those natural lulls will happen. And then I'll just immediately panic when I'm on the show because I'm like, oh, shoot, the audience is going to be pissed we're not talking.
I feel like on like in person versus like I feel
and
like
then immediately we did it.
Okay, okay, Serena, go, Serena, go.
Okay, sorry. Anyways, I feel like on Zoom or like anything online is like more awkward than being in person. Absolutely. Because of what that's literally true. Just happened. Because of literally that.
Yeah. I will say, I think the most fun episode of this podcast was the one when we were all in Alexandra's living room.
That was so fun.
But then I was talking to Jack about this after. We were like, why did we put Alex right next to the mic?
That is a good question. I am 110% the loudest person in the room at all times.
Oh, okay, sorry. So I actually couldn't find like what I was looking for online. So I'm going to shelve this game for a future episode. But the idea behind the game was that it was the idea of games where like the name of the game is also the name of something that can happen in the game.
Okay.
Like Yahtzee.
Like Yahtzee. Jinx Minnesota.
Or like Tetris. So I've been playing a lot of Tetris lately.
Does that happen in Tetris? I don't know.
It is. Yeah, Tetris is when you clear four lines at once. Yeah. And so I think that's really funny. And so I couldn't find anything right now, but I'll keep it in my noggin and I'll go back and I'll think about it. I'll keep it floating around in there.
No, Jack, write it down.
Yeah, write it down. Okay. If you and then throw the post-it note on your bed.
Alexa, remind me in 2 months to make up a no-show game. To make up a no-show game about the names of games.
What time, January
28th? Made my Alexa go off.
6 p.m.
Alexa, shut up.
6 p.m. By the way, you can now set monthly.
Sabrina, Alexa, I hear you're on your iPad.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about it?
She's going to take care of it for me.
I just making small talk while they were dealing with their Alexas. So did you come up with a different game or did you just stop to tell us that?
No, actually, pretty soon I'm going to be wrapping up the episode. So yeah, that was that.
I thought this was the three-hour episode.
No, I got class.
I feel like this should have been a longer episode because it's the 50th.
We have to record on like a weekend so that we can go for 6 hours straight.
And then just chop that up into 6 episodes?
No, release that mega episode.
I feel like at least for me, Jack, and Gunho, that will be like no problem because we used to do that during COVID. Mm-hmm. Literally get on the phone for like 12 hours.
Literally when I had COVID. Gunho and I sat in a phone call for like 12 hours and then Alexandra joined the phone call.
Yeah.
So Sabrina, if you're up for it.
Yeah.
Sabrina, are you a Marvel stan?
So here's the thing. I'm not a Marvel stan, but that's only because I haven't really seen or know anything about it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's cool.
We can fix that. Are you ready to watch like 20 hours of
But that'll be the long episode. It'll be a watch along.
Just live. A live, yeah.
live reaction. Yeah.
We're like really quiet. We're like not even talking. We're just watching the movie. Because Jack and I have been talking about this for like a month, where we want to have like a dedicated like all like Marvel talk episode, but we just have not got around to do it. So Sabrina, over winter break, you have to watch every Marvel movie ever made to prepare for that.
My thing about being a Marvel fan, and this actually goes for anything that I'm a fan of, is that I get terrified of the idea of like talking about it, even though I truly think I know most things that I need to know. I'm so scared that I'm not gonna know something. Like, it's why I never, like, I love Attack on Titan so much, but I never talk about it with anybody else.
And you've been we gotta pick that back up, because we watched like the first half of the first season
Attack on Titan
on Friday, because I've never seen it and I like it. It's good.
I knew he would. Yes,
we're gonna make Jack a weave.
I'm literally so pleased that we got through how much we got through. I think we're on like episode. We're definitely not halfway through the season, but I'm pretty sure we got to like episode six.
Yeah, we got to the specific thing that I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
It's all the killing.
We're not gonna say it because like
we got to the part where
I mean, if you're spoiled by Attack on Titan like decades later, it's your turn, it's your fault. Like that came out so long ago. If you're spoiled by it, it's your fault.
I am a like big advocate of not spoiling things, so I don't like to talk about things period if people haven't seen them. So there's something like this. Unless it's like an episode where we go, we're only going to talk about Marvel stuff. So if you have missed something, don't watch it. I am like, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I just wanted to get to the point where Aaron gets his chainsaw powers.
Yo, Chainsaw Man is crazy.
We watched the first two.
It's so good.
I like it. It's good.
I read the manga. Like I finished the first part of the manga like a few months ago, and I was like, holy, this is so good. I was so excited to hear it was getting an anime.
I am obsessed with it. I'm officially caught up now in the anime.
Exciting.
And it's so funny and it's so good.
Yes,
dude, like later down the line they drop some bombs and I was like jaw on the floor reading it. It's so
I can
good.
Feel it, like I can feel something crazy up ruin, and it's only like 7 episodes in.
I love it. I'm Sabrina, so sorry,
we have to make you a weeb as well.
Yeah, okay. I'll give it a go.
She has to watch so much stuff over it.
But I'm like the worst, because the minute someone's like, you should watch this, I'm like, right.
Okay. I get that.
Like, I need to like have found it myself and like go to do it, because like my friends will tell me to watch stuff all the time, and I'm the worst person for it, and I know it's my fatal flaw.
That was me in Stranger Things.
That's fair.
That's me with Star Wars.
That's fair.
I've
only watched A New Hope. That's pretty good.
Ever?
Damn. Now if you watch any Star Wars movie, it should be Rise of Skywalker.
I'm gonna actually,
and with that, everyone, that's all the time that we have this week. Thank y'all for such a great 50th episode of the show. We're gonna take a little winter break and then we'll jump right back in January 2023. Ooh, a prime number.
I didn't know that.
Did I?
That's crazy. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.